Today's shiur is Masechta Ksuvos Daf Ayin Aleph, and we will begin on Daf Ayin Amud Beis, 8 lines from the bottom. Gufa. Yesterday, in the shiur, we had discussed in the Mishnah and the following Gemara, if her husband made a neder that he would not support his wife, the Mishnah taught us that for 30 days he could take a parnes. He can take a shliach who will take care of the support of the wife. And the Gemara quoted a Mishnah that says, Hamuda no mechaveroi. Somebody made a neder that his friend may not benefit from him. Ve'ein loy ma yoichel. And his friend does not have what to eat. Hoylech etzal chemveni harogel etzloy. So the person who made the neder should go to a shopkeeper who he frequents. Ve'imaloy. And he should say to him, Ish ploini muder hanomi meni. This person is, I made a neder, cannot have any benefit from me. Veini yodei ma'esaloi. And I don't know what I could do on his behalf. He needs food and I can't provide it to him. Hu noisenloi. So the storekeeper will now give this person food. Uba noitel mizeh. And then he could take food from this individual that made the neder. The Mefarshim point out that why doesn't our Mishnah also, when the Mishnah says Yamid Parnas, that we are appointing a shliach to take care of the wife, why doesn't the Mishnah use this approach? So Mefarshim explained because our Mishnah uses the words Yamid Parnas. Yamid Parnas is more of a direct shliach. This is more indirect, and that's why the Mefarshim say the Gemara did not suggest that that's what the Mishnah means with Yamid Parnas. Continues the Mishnah. Beisoy Livnos. If this person has a house to build, the person who's not allowed to have benefit. Or Gedera Ligdor. He has a fence that needs to be made. Sudei Elixir. He has a field that needs to be cut. And he can't afford to hire the workers to do it. Hoylech Eitzel Pe'alim HaRegilon Atzloi. So the person made the nether should go to workers who usually do this work. Vaimlam, and he tell them, Ish plani muda anor meni. I made a nether that this person can't have any anor from me. Veni de ma'esaloi. He needs this work done on his behalf. Hein oisnimoi. They go and they do the work. Obaim v'noitim schar mezeh. And then they could take their wages from the one that made the nether. And as the Rishonim point out, the Mishnah is to be understood, loizu afsu. Not only in the first case of the Mishnah we learned that where the person doesn't have any food, can we use one of these approaches? But even in these cases, where it's just a fence to put up or field to cut, which is obviously not as life-threatening, still this approach is permitted. Continues the Mishnah. They were walking on the road, and the person who I made the nether against doesn't have what to eat. I have food. I should give it to another person as a gift. And then that person should give it on to the person who's going to get who I made the nether against. And again, the Rishonim point out, why didn't our Mishnah give this approach by a wife? Mr. Farshim explained, this is certainly not a very permanent or a satisfactory way for a wife to be supported, and therefore our Mishnah gave a more respectable way how the wife could be supported through the parnes. Ain't shamacher, but let's say there is no third individual there who I can ask to take the food as a gift and then pass it on further. So then says the Mishnah, what should be done? Is meniach agabisela gabageder, the person who made the nether should put the food on a rack or on a fence. He makes them hefker for anyone who wants them. And that other person now could take the food. Rabbi Yosi doesn't agree to this. The Mefarshim ask that the halacha is that hefker must be performed in front of 3 people. So how come this hefker, where there's no one else there, is considered a halachically valid hefker? So I saw a number of terutzim. One teretz is that the halacha that hefker has to take place in front of three people is only midrabbanan. Midraisa, hefker could be taking place in front of one person. And therefore, here, because we're referring to a situation where the person doesn't have what to eat, so Chazal allowed us to rely on the din d'oraisa that hefker can be done in front of one individual. Another teretz is that even the rabbanon agree that hefker could be made in front of one person. The difference, however, between one person and three people is that when hefker is made in front of three people, one can't retract that hefker. But if hefker is made in front of one individual, that hefker can be retracted. But the hefker always remains a hefker, even in front of one individual, which is the case of this brisa. Another teretz that I saw is the difference between the hefker of karka and the hefker metatlin. The hefker of karka requires three people, but the hefker metatlin, even one person is enough. And Rabbi Yossi disagreed. Actually, there's a machlokes rishonim. What does it mean that Rabbi Yossi disagreed? Everybody agrees that Rabbi Yossi disagrees. This last approach that the Mishnah gave us, that he should make it hefker, as we're going to see why in a moment, Rabbi Yossi certainly disagrees. Other Rishonim suggest that even the previous example or Eitzah that the Mishnah gave of giving it as a gift, also Rabbi Yossi will hold is not acceptable. And Omer Rava might tamid Rabbi Yossi. Why doesn't Rabbi Yossi accept these approach? Answers the Gemara, Gzeira Mishur Mais the Beis Charan. The Gemara Masechta Nedarim recalls the incident that happened in Beis Charan, where there was an individual who made a neder that his father is not allowed to benefit from him. And then that individual was making a wedding, and he wanted his father to attend the wedding. So what he did was, he went to a friend of his, and he said, I'm giving over to you the entire wedding meal, etc., etc., and therefore my father can be invited, because it's not me who's giving it, who's making the wedding, it's you. The friend said, you're giving it to me, I'm being magdish all of this to Shemayim, to Hegdish. So the person who gave it to him said, I didn't mean to give it to you in order that you should be magdish it. I only meant to give it to you to have a strategy how my father could attend the wedding. So at that point it was recognized that this is just a haroma, this is not really a valid kinyan, a valid hefker, and that's why Rabbi Yossi said that these approaches are not acceptable. So we learned in the Mishnah that if someone makes this neder that his wife is not allowed to benefit from him, Yisrael, so the Tanakhama said 30 days. If the neder is for 30 days, yamid parnas, we should appoint this person to support. If it's longer than 30 days, yoytzi v'yiten ksuba. Yehuda said, chaydish echad yakayim, by Yisrael 1 month, they should stay together, and afterwards, they should get divorced. By a kayin, who as we explained in the previous year, if they'll get divorced, they can't get remarried. A kayin may not marry a grusha. The halacha is we give it 2 months. Ask the Gemara, Hainu Tanakama, what is the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakama? And as the Shita explains, it seems that Rabbi Yehuda is arguing on the Tanakama, because if he weren't arguing on the Tanakama, why does he have to repeat that by Yisrael we give them 1 month? That the Tanakama also agrees. So as the Shita says, the Gemara in the Havamina is assuming that just to say that the Yehuda is coming to add the case of a Kayin is difficult to believe that that's all Rabbi Yehuda is coming to say, because if that was the point, he wouldn't have had to repeat what is the halacha by a Yisrael. Answers the Gemara, no. Amar Abaya, that Abaya comes, tells us, Kahanas Aslashminen. Even though Rabbi Yehuda repeated the din of a Yisrael, it's not because there's any disagreement between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda by Yisrael. There is no difference of opinion. Rabbi Yehuda is only coming to teach us that by Kahanis, because we have this concern that if they'll ever want to get remarried, they won't be able to, and that's why we're not so quick to write a get by this Kayin. That's all Rabbi Yehuda is coming to teach us. And actually, the Rajba points out that the Tanakhama doesn't disagree with Rabbi Yehuda regarding the Kahanis. The Tanakhama will agree that by Kayin we give an extended amount of time. And that's why the Rajba says the words of the Gemara are very exact. The Gemara uses the words Kahanis Osa Lashminin. Doesn't say Kahanis Ikabanayu. Ikabanayu means that that would be a point of difference. There is no machloikis between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda is coming to teach us what is the halacha by a Kahanis. Rava Amar, Chaydish Malay, V'chaydish Chaser Ikabanayu. Rava says there is actually a machloikis between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. And the difference is, what will be the halacha if there's a 29-day month? According to Rabbi Yehuda, who uses the word chaydish, it's a month. And if this month is only a 29-day month, that's the amount of time we wait. But if on the other hand, if it's a 30-day month, it's 30 days. According to Tanakhama, who uses the word shloshim yoyim, it's always 30 days. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav, loy shana, el mefarish. This thing that our Mishnah said, that if he made a neder, is up to 30 days. Al-Bastam, if he didn't articulate a time frame to his neder, Yoytzil alta v'yitin ksuba, then a ksuba has to be written immediately. V'shmul Omer, Shmul disagrees, and he says, afilu b'stam, even if the husband did not make, say, a time frame to his nether, la yaitzi, we don't immediately require them to get divorced. Shemem yemtza pesach l'nedroi, he may find a pesach for his nether, give him a little time to let his anger subside, and during that time, we could find perhaps a pesach for the nether and save the marriage. So there's a very fundamental machloikis between the Rishonim and how to understand the machloikis of Rav and Shmuel. Certainly, in a case where the neder was made for 30 days or less, our Mishnah teaches us that the halacha is that Yamid Parnas. In a case where the neder was, there's no date, there is no time frame given to the neder, that's clearly the case of the machloikis of Rav and Shmuel, where Rav teaches us we wait, we immediately require a divorce, and Shmuel says let's wait, maybe he'll find a pesach to the neder. The machloikis between the Rishonim is in a case where a date, where a time frame was given, but the time frame is more than 30 days. According to Rashi, Shmuel will agree in that situation that since a time frame of greater than 30 days was given, our Mishnah only allowed up to 30 days, not longer. There Shmuel will agree to Rav Yoytzi v'yitein ksuba. However, the Ritva and the Rajba disagree. And the Ritva and the Rajba say that just like Shmuel holds, that in a case where no time frame was given, the case of Stam, there Shmuel holds that we wait for 30 days, perhaps we'll find a Pesach. The same will be, even if a time frame of longer than 30 days was given, do we wait up to 30 days? And actually, the Ritva says a very nice svara. He says, when a person makes a neder without giving any time frame, he obviously is very angry. He made a neder and didn't put any time to it. Yet Shmuel says, we're always hoping, Shema Yimtza Pesach L'Nedroi. He may have his anger subside and he'll find a Pesach. Certainly when the person wasn't that angry, Because we see he gave a time frame. He didn't want this to go on indefinitely, where we say he may find the Pesach before in 30 days. And that's why the Ritva and the Rashba hold that Shmuel holds his din under all circumstances. Ask the Gemara for Fligaboy Chadazimna. This Machlaikis we already had one time. The Tanan, we learned in the previous Perek, Hamadis Ishta Matanfa Shamita. If somebody makes a neder, and we discussed there how halachically such a neder could be valid, that his wife, he's now out of relations with his wife. So by Shamar and Mishtesha, Basois, by Salam and Shabbosachas. Shamar said the neder is good. We don't make them to divorce if the neder is for 2 weeks or less. Basil says 1 week or less. Vamrach Rav, and again, Rav said, Machlaikis, Mimafarish, the Machlaikis is only where the husband specified a term. Av Bastam, if he didn't specify a time frame, Yoitzil out of eating suva. The Shmuel Amr, a Shmuel, just like the Gemara we learned a moment ago, says, Afil Bastam Nami Lo Yoitzi, even if he didn't put a term to it, we don't require an immediate divorce. Because the concern, because we say, Shema Yimtsa Pesach Lenidroi, he may find a Pesach. So we already had this Machloikis once. Answers the Gemara Tzricha. We need to mention the case both times. If we only had the case regarding Tashmish, I would say, but he come Rav. That's why Rav is over there, Machmer. There is no way for this husband and wife to carry out Tashmish Shemitah through another individual. Ava Baha, in our Mishnah, the Efshma Parnas, where we have a way for the wife to get supported through this Parnas in the interim period, Eim and Moidele Lishmuel, we're not so quick to require Yoitze V'yite B'ksuba. And on the other hand, V'yite B'ha, if we only had our Mishnah, I would say perhaps Shmuel is lenient in our Mishnah and not requiring right away a get, B'ha Kama Shmuel, Mishim the Efshma Parnas. We have this option of having a Parnas. Al Bahi, but the Mishnah regarding Tashma Shemita, Eimah Moidele L'Rav, perhaps they'll agree to Rav that there is no option and therefore he'll suggest that immediately Yoytzev Yitin Ksuba, that's why Tzricha. The next case of our Mishnah, the second case of our Mishnah was Hamadis Ishtoi, if somebody makes a nether against his wife, Shloi Titaim Echem Nikola Peres, that she's not allowed to enjoy a certain type of fruit. We discussed yesterday that Taisa says it can't mean that he made a nether all types of fruit, because as we said in the previous shiur, Taisa says that that's a nether that's impossible to fulfill, and it is in the category of a nether shof. So our Mishnah says Hamadis Ishtai, somebody makes a nether against his wife, Shloi Titam Echem Kala Peres, that she shouldn't eat a certain type of fruit. So it says the Mishnah Yoytzev Yitin Ksuba. They have to be divorced immediately. Now the question is, why do they have to get divorced immediately? They should be able, why don't we say the same halacha as we said in the previous case? So Bishlam L'Rav, so according to Rav, we could differentiate between this case and the previous case, because we'll say that this case is referring to a situation of Stam, where he didn't make a term. And according to Rav, when the husband did not set a term to the nether, the halach is they get Yoytzev Yitin Ksuba immediately. And Kan, the first case of the Mishnah, was referring to a case of Mefarish, where Rav will also agree that we wait 30 days. El Shmuel, but according to Shmuel, that we, even in a case of Stam, we wait, and it's not immediately Yoytzev Yitin Ksuba. So Kasha, why in this case of the Mishnah, does the Mishnah say they have to get divorced immediately? Why don't we follow the approach that we followed in the first case of the Mishnah, that we should wait. So the Maram Shif asks two very strong questions. The first question he asks is that in the first case of the Mishnah, we had the option of a parnas, and therefore we don't require that they get divorced. Here, where he made a nether that she can't eat any fruit, So we don't have an option of a parnas. And that's why the Mishnah Shmuel will agree that they should get divorced immediately. Says Ram Shift that we know that that teretz is incorrect. Because just like we learned in the Gemara, the previous piece of Gemara, that in the case when he made a ned about Tashmish Shemitah, where there too, there is no option of a parnas. Still, Shmuel said, don't get divorced immediately, even though the nether was made without a time frame. So obviously, the fact that parnas is or is not an option doesn't change Shmuel's approach. And that's why the Gemara cannot give that for a teretz. Now, the Rishonim also ask a question. The Gemara's question is only according to Shmuel. How will we understand the second case? The question is, according to Rav, why do we need the second case? What is the second case coming to teach us that we can't understand from the first case? The first case is only because it was a time frame, and obviously it's understood according to Rav from the first case that if there was no time frame, Yoytzev Yitin Ksub immediately. Answered Rishonim that the Chiddush is that according to teachers of Yehuda's Psak, that we learned that according to Yehuda, by this nether, we don't immediately require that they get divorced, but rather to teach us what Yehuda taught us, B'Yisrael Yomech Yikayim Shnaim Yoytzev Yitin Ksuba U'B'Shkayin Shnaim Yikayim Shloshev Yitin Ksuba. So what is this Mishnah teaching us in this case according to Shmuel? Hachem Ma'iskinan says the Gemara is referring to the case Kigan Shinodra Hihi, she made the nether for Kaimli Ihu, and he was Mekayim the nether. So since it's a case where she made the nether, that's why we don't wait, and even Shmuel will agree that Yoytzev Yitin Ksuba. Ask the Ram Shif, why when the husband made the nether, and even though he made it stam, didn't give a time frame, and as we explained earlier, that's clearly an indication that there's a deep anger from the husband to the wife. Still, Shmuel said, don't get divorced right away. Shema yimtza pesach l'nedroi. We're hoping that there'll be a reconciliation. So why don't we say the same thing about a wife? She made the nether. She's actually very angry. But why say yoytzev yitin ksuba shema yimtza pesach? Maybe her anger will subside and they'll have a reconciliation. So Meram Shif answers that a husband midaraisa medina de Gemara could divorce a wife bal karcha without her consent. If the husband wanted to divorce the wife, he could have divorced her. He didn't want to divorce the wife. He only wanted to make a nether against her. So that's a proof, says the Meram Shif, that the husband doesn't want to completely separate himself from this wife. And therefore Shmuel says, if we see there's a glimmer of hope, let's not be quick to make a get. Shema yimtza pesach l'nedroi. A wife, on the other hand, cannot divorce a husband. A wife only has one option, and that is to make the nether. And if kaim le'ihu, that's the proof that she wants to end this marriage, and therefore we write immediately yoytzev yitin ksuba. Along the same lines as a Ravid, that the Ravid explains that since he was Mekayim the nether, that intensifies the hatred. It's not enough that she made a nether, but he went and he was Mekayim that nether. That clearly proves to her that he hates her. It's a concept that we'll see in the Gemara in Mitzvah Shem on Amid Beis, and therefore she doesn't see any hope for this marriage, and therefore the halacha is Yoytzi for eating Ksuba. There's also Machlokes Rishonim, how to understand this case. Is it specifically if Kayim Le'ihu, and this actually could be the Nafgamina between the Terutzim that we said a moment ago, does it have to be that he was Mekayim the Nether, which as the Ravid says, that's a proof that he also hates her, and therefore Yoytzev Yitin Ksuba? Or what would be the Halacha if he didn't? There's two ways for a husband to confirm a Nether. One is if he actively confirms it, and the other way is if he just remains silent. What would be the halacha if he just remains silent? So many Rishonim suggest that if he only remains silent, that will not be considered a kaim le'ihu, that the halacha will be yoitz of eating suda. The ksav ramei, continues the Gemara in understanding, Rameya, who the Gemara now assumes is the town of our Mishnah, that even though she was the one that initiated the nether, since he was mekayim the nether, it's considered hu nosen etzba by Chanel. She was the one that he's the one that made the nether by being mekayim it, and therefore yoytzev eating ksuba. Ask the Gemara v'sav Rameya hu nosen etzba by Chanel. Does Rameya hold that if the woman makes the nether and the husband's mekayim it, it's considered as if he made the nether? But Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Hisha Shanadra ben Nazir, a Venetian makes a nether that she's going to be in a zero. The Shama Bala Veloy Hefala, and her husband heard and wasn't made for the nether. Rabbi Yehuda Oimrim, he nosna etzba min Shanao. Rabbi Yehuda, it's considered it's her nether because she initiated it. Lafikach, and therefore the halach is Imratza Habala Hafa Yafer. If the husband wants to be mefer, he's allowed to be mefer. Rim Omar, if on the other hand the husband says, Efsher Beisha Nadronis, I don't want a woman that makes Nadarm, I'd rather divorce her, the halacha takes it like Suba. By doing such an action of taking a nether, which is a nether of Inui Nefesh, of Naziris, that makes the wife unattractive to the husband. And the husband, and therefore, it's considered that the wife disrupted the marriage band, and the husband could divorce her. Yoytzi b'loytetzei shloibik suba. Rabbi Yoytzi, Rabbi Elazar Oimrim, however, since he was the one that was mekayim the nether, so it's considered that hu nosen etzba min Shanel, that she was the one, he's the one that caused the nether. Lefika chamrotz l'baal hafi yafer, he certainly has the right to be mefer. The Omer, on the other hand, if he says the Efshavish Nadronis, I don't want to see this marriage continue with this type of a woman, he has the right to say that. However, Yoytzev Yitain Ksuba. So here we see Ramei is the mandama that holds he Nosnetz Vimenshinah. And we're explaining that Ramei and Amishta holds who Nosnetz Vimenshinah when he's Mekayim. And so tomorrow, Epech, we have to reverse the opinions and say Ramei Rabbi Yehuda Oimrim hu Nosin, and Rabbi Yosef Elazar Oimrim he Nosna. Ask the Gemara, the Sover of Yosef, he Nosna. Can we attribute to Rabbi Yosef the opinion that she's the one that is to be blamed because she initiated the nether? But Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, if somebody made a nether that his wife should not put on tachshitim, kishutim, Rabbi Yosef, Abaniyah, Shalai Nosin Kitzma. In the case of a poor woman, he has to divorce the wife only if there was no time limit given to this nether. Now, again, in order to understand the Mishnah according to Shmuel, we have to say that the Mishnah, just like in the second case, in this case also is referring to a situation that she made the nether and he was mekayim the nether. And yet, what is the Mishnah saying? That it's considered as if it's a nether that he made, and therefore, yoytzev yiteng suba. So how could you say that Rabbi Yosi is the mandamin that says that if she initiates the nether, it's her nether? Says the Gemara, we have to again somewhat continue to reverse the opinions and say Ramei Rabbi Yosi Ram Hu Nosin, that if he's mekayim the nether, it's considered the husband's nether. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Lezer Oimrim he Nosna, that if she's mekayim the nether, it's considered if she initiated the nether, it's considered her nether. Ask the Gemara, the son of Yehuda, he Nosna, does Rabbi Yehuda hold that she's the one that initiated the nether? V'tanan, we learned now Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, if the husband made, in the case of our Mishnah, with the nether of the fruit, which again, according to Shmuel, is referring to a case where she made the nether, and he was mekayim the nether. And Rabbi Yehuda says in that case, the halach is that a Yisrael Yoy Mechid Kayim, one day he keeps her as a wife for 2 days, Yoy Tzviyitin Ksuba. Now, it's she that made the nether. Now, yet Rabbi Yehuda says that she made the nether, the husband was Mekayim the nether, And Yehuda says Yoitzi after one day, V'yitink Suba. So it's considered that the husband made the nether, because he was Mekayim the nether. So we see Rabbi Yehuda's the mandamid that holds Hu Nasan Etzva Ben Shinel. How can we attribute to Rabbi Yehuda He Nasna? Ema answers the Gemara. We have to say Ramei, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yoitzi, Imrim, that when the husband's Mekayim the nether, we consider Hu Nasan. It's considered that he made the nether. Rabbi Lezo Aimer, He Nasna, it's considered that she made the nether. Says the Gemara, V'Tim Tzuloim Zugi Ktani. We began this piece of Gemara by the Gemara saying that Rameya and Rabbi Yehuda have one opinion, Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Lazar have another opinion. And then the Gemara kept on reversing. But throughout the reversals that the Gemara made was always a machlokes of two Tanoim versus another two Tanoim. According to this list reversal that the Gemara is proposing, we have a situation of three Tanoim versus one Tana. And as the Mefarshim explained, it was very common for them to confuse which Tana said what. Since they learned Torah Shebaal Peh, they didn't have it committed to writing, so it was easy sometimes to confuse who said what. However, to confuse the numbers who hold one opinion versus who's holding another opinion is much less likely. And therefore we have an issue here. How can we have now, where we started with two against two, end up with three against one? And so that's the Gemara's question. And if you'll say that it is two against two, Ema will have to say, Ramei Rabbi Lezer attributed the nether to her because she initiated the nether. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yehuda we attribute it to him because he's the one that was Mekayimit. We have a question. How can we say Rameya holds he nosna, where the Tana Kama Vam Mishnah says, the Tana Vam Mishnah says Hu Noisin? Says the Gemara, the Hostama, this Tam Mishnah, unlike most other Tam Mishnayis in Shas, are like Rameya. So according to Shmuel's explanation of our Mishnah, the case of our Mishnah is, again, where the wife made the nether, and the husband confirmed it. Asked the Gemara, the Sovereign of Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said that in the case where the nether was made, that the wife will not put on tachshitim, perfume, kishutim, not put on perfume, and the husband confirmed it, the husband has to divorce the wife if he did not give a time limit for the nether. Alma, so what do we see from here? That this is the type of nether, the Baal Motzi Mefer, that the husband can be Mefer, and therefore since he wasn't made for it, he was Mekayim this nether, he has to Yoytzi V'yitim Ksuba. Verminu asked the Gemara, there's a Braisa Masechta Nedarim that says, Eilu Dvarim Shabal Mefer, the following Nedarim can be annulled by the husband, Dvarim Shesh Pamini Nefesh, any nether that involves self-denial. What does that include? Emerchatz, Emloyerchatz, a woman takes another, she will, or will not take a bath. Emeskashet, Emloyeskashet, she'll put on perfume or not. Om Reb Yoisi, Ein Eilu Nidri Ein Nefesh. That's not considered a nether of Inu Nefesh. Vele Ein Nidri Ein Nefesh. What are Nidri Ein Nefesh? When a woman says, Shloich HaBasar, she won't eat meat. Shloich HaYayin, she won't drink wine. Shloyeskashet, she won't put on big day tzvayim, colored clothing. So you see from here that Rabbi Yossi says that this is not a type of a nether that a husband has any influence on anyway, because it's not considered, according to Rabbi Yossi, a nether of not putting on perfume is not considered a nether of ini nefesh. So why is our Mishnah saying that by him, according to Shmuel's interpretation of our Mishnah, being Mekayim the nether, why is it considered that he made the nether? It's a nether that he can't be made for anyway. It's not a nether of Inu Nefesh. Answers the Gemara, she made the nether by saying that she's not going to use this perfume in her private areas. Says the Gemara, and that's the type of nether that Rabbi Yossi agrees he can be made for. asked the Gemara, Ha nichalamanda omer dvar mishabeno labeno habal mefer, who says that such a neder the husband can be mefer. Elamanda omer ain habal mefer. According to Manda omer that says that a husband cannot be made for such a neder, mayikal mefer. What, how are we going to explain the Mishnah? Ditmar, dvar mishabeno labeno, such a type of neder, Rav Huna Amar Baal Mefer, the husband can be made for it. Rav Adabar Havam Ein Baal Mefer. This is not the type of a neder that the husband can be made for. Shlemet Sinu Shul Shemes Baf Apir. A fax never died in its own fax hole. The fact that she won't groom her private areas does not necessarily affect their relations. So again, what is the neder in our Mishnah? Says the Gemara, El Hocha Maiskinen, it's referring to a situation kigoin the talinu likishutel b'tashmi shemita, where she linked the kishutim to tashmi shemita. Domer yosar hanos tashmi shcholai, she said, I will not be allowed to have tashmish with you imiskashet. So since it reflects the relations, this is the type of nether that the husband certainly could annul, and if he didn't annul it, it's considered that he made the nether, and Rabbi Yossi says that if there's no time frame to this nether, Yoytze v'yitin ksuba. To the Omer Rav Kahana. And this is similar to what Rav Kahana taught us. Dom Rav Kahana, Hanoz Tashmish Shechalayif. If a wife makes a nether that I'm not allowed to have benefit of having Tashmish with you, so since a wife is obligated to have relations with her husband, the neder is not chal, and koifa umisham shesoy. They forced to have tashmish. The neder is not chal. Rabbi Chanan Vassman asks that we know that the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch says that one is not allowed to have relations with his wife against her will. So how could the Gemara here suggest koifa umisham shesoy? He forces her to have relations. Answers Rabbi Chanan. When the Gemara says Shulchan Aruch Paskins, the one cannot have relations, should not have relations with his wife against her will, it means when he forces her, she doesn't want to have relations and he does. Here, it's not that she doesn't want to have relations. There's a halachic difficulty that she made the neder. That's not considered koifa, and such a tashmish may be had. However, if she made a neder of hanos tashmish chalai, the benefit of having tashmish with you is osur ami. Yofer, the husband should make a hafara. Here she didn't say that he's not allowed to have. She forbid herself that pleasure. The nether is directed at her own benefit rather than her husband's. In such a case, it's a nether that's chal, and the husband should annul it. First, we ask, why do we have to annul it? Why don't we say that they should have tashmish? Because it's a mitzvah. Mitzvah lav lehenes nitnu. So Mefarshim answer that we've said this case that mitzvah lav lehenes nitnu means that let's say I'm learning Torah and I enjoy learning Torah, then that's not considered a hanah. Mitzvah lav lehenes nitnu. But something with the entire act is an act of hanah. That's there. We don't say the rule of mitzvah lav lehenes nitnu. Another teretz is that we don't say the rule of mitzvah lav lehenes nitnu when we could be mekayim the mitzvah in another way. The husband doesn't have to have tashmish with this woman. He could have tashmish with another wife, and therefore it's not. We don't use the klal of mitzvah lav lehenes nitnu. As the Gemara, we said that the neder of our Mishnah is that she said, you also have no tashmish chalai v'zkashet. Ask the Gemara, v'loy tashkashet, v'loy tashar. So we have a simple situation. Tell her not to put on the perfume, and then she won't be also to her husband. Says the Gemara, that's not an option. Because in Ken Karlo Menuvelis, she'll be repulsive, people will call her repulsive, so she eventually is going to put on the perfume, and therefore this is not an option. Ask the Gemara, v'tashkashet v'tashar, let her put on the perfume and become forbidden to him. And as we learned and we quoted in the previous parak and quoted earlier in this year, just because they're not allowed to have tashmish doesn't immediately mean that they have to get divorced. Because according to Beis Shammai, we wait Shtei Shabbosos. According to Beis Hillel, we wait Shabbos Achas, one that week. So why, just because she made this nether, do we say that they immediately yoytziv yitin ksuba? Answers the Gemara, Hani Mili, where does Shmuel say that where does the Mishnah say that we wait, where is when he made the nether? Tanim Ilehecha de Adri Ihu, the sover, because she thinks, Marisach Rosach Alai, he's angry, Vashta Maisav Dati, and now he'll calm down. Aval Hocha, in the case, that's in that Mishnah. Havel Hocha, the way we're explaining our Mishnah, did Nadri Ihi, she's the one that made the nether, Vashasach Alai, and he's quiet, and confirms the nether, sover, so now she thinks, Midishasach, since he's quiet, to prove the Mishnah the sonali. Why was he Mekayim the nether? And therefore, since he was Mekayim the nether, it's a proof that he hates me. There is no hope for the marriage, and therefore they yoytziv yitin ksuba. There's a machlokes apoiskim, if only if Tashmish was connected, or she did not connect Tashmish with the same halacha, apply the fact that he was Mekayim the nether is a proof that he hates her. Machlokes Prisha and Taz. Taisus also asks that the halacha is that a husband could be shoyel on the hekim. So just like we say that we don't immediately make them to get divorced because maybe he'll find a pesach to a nether, maybe he'll find a pesach to his kiyum. So Taisus says a pesach to a kiyum could only happen on the day of the Kiyam, not any later, and therefore that's not an option to wait for. Rav Yossi Aimer. So Rav Yossi explained, as we said, that if a woman made, if this nether was made, that she now had to have put on perfume, but Nias, it's when Shalom Nosen Kitzvah, when there was no time limit given to the nether. The Kama Kitzvah, what is the time frame? Amar Yehuda Mishmul, Shnei Masa Chodesh, 12 months. Rabbi Bavachan Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Esa Shonim, 10 years. Is the Amar Avi Meregel one Yontif? She came Nois Yisroel Miskashtes Meregel. Jewish women typically put on perfume on Yontif. Or by Shiris, by wealthy women, Shloishim Yoyim. Maishna Shloishim Yoyim. Why 30 days? Amar Bayi She came Ishach Shuva Nenes Merech Shutah Shloishim Yoyim. A prominent woman still benefits from her fragrance for 30 days. So till 30 days, it doesn't bother her. As the Magen Gebirim, that means a prominent woman needs perfume for 30 days. So let's say this woman didn't put on perfume for 2 weeks, only 2 weeks ago. So why are we going to wait 30 days for when she made the nether? We should only wait another 2 weeks. So one teretz given is loy plug. Another teretz is that since our Mishnah Shmuel's explaining is that she made the nether, so she recognized that when she's making a nether, there's going to be a 30-day time period, so she accepted it. Another teretz that I saw the Mefarshim give is that prominent women put on perfume every day, and therefore that perfume lasted for 30 days. So therefore we're not concerned that she didn't put on perfume already for a while, because they typically put on perfume every day. Hamad is ishtoi, somebody makes a nether against his wife, she shouldn't go to her father's home. When she's with him in the city, 1 month they should stay together. After 2 months, yoytziv yitin ksuba, if they're in the same city as the father. But if the father's in a different city, 1 month we keep them together. Mishta doesn't let his wife go to a house of mourning, a house of feasting, yotziv yitin ksuba. For now, he locks the door. It's an impossible situation. But if he has a reason, the Gemara will explain what that means. Rishoi, he is allowed to make such a nether. Amala, if he said to her, I'm not sure to apply mashamartli, I will, you have to tell over to somebody what you said to me, or Mashimatiloch, or what I said to you, or you fill up and pour into the garbage. All these cases will be explained in the Gemara. The loch is Yotzvi Yitin Ksuba. Ask the Gemara, Hagufakasha, we need to understand our Mishnah. Amrit, first the Mishnah said regalach jikayim, that if one yontif he made this neder, they stay together. Hashnayim, two yomtayim yotzvi eating suba. Aim is safer, but then the Mishnah says shloitzah yitzvi eating suba. Hashnayim, two yomtayim yikayim, they should still stay together. Amabai is safer osla kahanis. The safer is referring to kahanis, and it follows the opinion of Yehuda that always extends the time by kahanis. We're not so quick to get them divorced because they can't get remarried. Rabbar ulama loikasha. Kamber adufa. The first in the Mishnah is a woman who's eager to go back to her father's home. And therefore, we wait only one yontiv. Kambein shein we do for a woman who's not so anxious to go back to her father's home, we wait up to three yom tifim. Says the Gemara, the pasuk says in Shir Shirim, Oz hayis be'enav k'moitz shalom. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, k'kalush nimtz shleima beis chamel, like a kal who's found perfect in a father's home, and she goes and reports these praises to her father. So Chassam Sofer explains the Gemara homiletically. He explains what the Gemara means to say is Beis Chamel refers to learning Torah. Torah Tziva Lana Moshe Murasa Kilas Yaakov. Avia refers to davening. We'd say by davening. Avinu Malkeinu. Says the Gemara, Kalish Nimtz Shleim Beis Chamel, a Klal Yisrael compared to a Kala, that sit and learn Torah, after they sit and learn Torah, Redufa Leiluch Lagat Shechem Beis Aviyah, she's able to go to the Beis at Knesses and be Mispalel, and the Tfilos of Talmidei Chachamim, who sit and learn, their Tfilos on the Skabel are accepted. The Pasuk says, V'hoya B'yoyim Ahu, Num Hashem Tikri Ishi V'loy Tikri Li Oid Bali. Om Rav Yochanan K'chala Beis Chamel, like a kal in a father-in-law's house, the close relationship with a husband, like a kal Beis Avia, not like a kal is only in a father's home. And as the Pnei Yeshua and the Malbim explained the Gemara, a kal Beis Avia, that means they're only Bei Erisin. They don't have this close relationship. It's only a relationship of Yira, of respect. But once they become husband and wife, they have Nesuin, Kala Beis Chamel, then it's a relationship of Ahava. And that, again, refers to Klal Yisrael. Now our relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael is only a relationship of Yira. But when Mashiach comes, it will be Kekala Bebeis Chameha, a relationship of Ahava B'mehira B'yameinu.